All right, hi everybody. So my story starts on a typical June night about 2 years ago. The day, it could not have been more typical. I went to work, picked up the kids from camp, survived that dinner rush, that 5 to 7 witching hour that every parent hates. I don't know about you, but I've had a really hard time as an adult getting myself into a regular exercise routine. But 2 years ago, I did it. I had gotten really good rucking every single night with my dog. And tonight, it was getting late. It was approaching dusk, which is a lot later than I usually like to set out on my walk. But I thought, you know what? I have my streak to worry about. What could possibly go wrong? So I laced up my shoes, leashed my trusty sidekick, and hit the road. So this night, I decided I'm going to do my favorite loop. It's a 4-mile walk that winds me up this huge, steep hill amongst hundreds of trees, amongst also some of Baltimore's most beautiful houses. So this night, like most nights when I'm on a walk, I get lost in my thoughts. So today, I was really thinking about a trip I was about to go on. My husband, who's a go big or go home kind of a guy, had planned a surprise birthday trip for me, and we were heading out to the Maldives. And we were leaving in 3 days. So I had all of the boring stuff that you have to think about when you travel. What am I going to take? What suitcase am I going to pack? Can I take this kind of snack into the Maldives? What are the rules? When all of a sudden, bam! Something hit me kind of hard from behind. So I figured, wow, that must have been like a huge pine cone or something, because there's all these trees. So I looked down, and much to my shock, there is a bat had wrapped its little bat wings around my arm. It was cuffing me like a blood pressure cuff. So I screamed, oh, did I scream? I dropped my leash, and I am pushing and brushing this thing off of my arm. I had to do it for like 30 seconds, which doesn't sound like a lot until you have a critter attached to your arm, and then it feels like an eternity. This thing stayed on, and then for whatever reason, it uncoiled its little bat wings and flew up into the night sky. Well, my friends, it didn't have enough. It did a hairpin turn as fast as it can, dive bombs me, and all I can do is put my arms up in a defensive posture and wait for impact. Luckily, it decided, okay, no, I'm done with this woman. Maybe I didn't taste good, I don't know. And it flew up into the trees above me. Oh my God, did I just get attacked by a bat? Oh my God, did it have rabies? Do I have rabies now? So, ladies and gentlemen, let me give you a really quick science lesson. If you don't know, rabies, unless you get treated immediately, it's 99.9% fatal. Also, fun fact, in this country, 70% of the people who die from rabies die after being bitten by a bat. So what does a woman think after she's just been attacked by a bat? Well, don't worry, I'll tell you. And it's not what you would think. My brain came up with 8 million reasons why I should not go to the hospital that night. Even though I knew, if you don't go to the hospital, Suzanne, you're a goner. Oh no, it's late. By the time you get to the emergency department, oh my gosh, you're not going to get home till like 1 in the morning. You have to go to work tomorrow. You've got laundry. You've got lunches to pack. Oh right, and you have to pack for the Maldives. Oh crap, the Maldives. Can I still go to the Maldives? Luckily, something jostled in my brain. The more rational part of me took over, and I said, Suzanne, of course you have to go to the hospital. So now I'm 3 miles into my hike of a 4-mile hike. I still have 1 mile I have to walk home. in the woods with some crazy bat out there. I don't know where it is. And I've just shaken my head, resigning the fact that I have to go to the hospital tonight. So I go home, tell my husband and kids, you are never going to believe what just happened to me. And I go in my car and I drive to Sinai. Now let me tell you, getting treated for rabies sucks. Not only is it very expensive, but it hurts. So all those rumors you heard, they're true. It does really hurt. So that night, I had to get 6 shots right at the spot where this bat had attacked me. And I had to go back 3 more times over the course of a month, and you have to be on a really strict schedule or else the treatment doesn't work. So I will say, not to toot my own horn, but I was pretty calm the night that I got attacked by this bat, cool as a cucumber. But my friends, that did not last. My old friend anxiety came back to visit me at like 2 o'clock in the morning for a very long time. There was one night I woke up and I just didn't feel right. And oh my gosh, do I always have this much drool in my mouth? My brain went back to that movie, Who's Seen Old Yeller, where, you know, the family dog contracts rabies and it starts foaming at the mouth. Oh my God, am I foaming at the mouth? Another night, I woke up with leg cramps. Normal for me, it's really not that out of the ordinary. But nope, that night it wasn't just my normal leg cramps. It was paralysis starting. Oh my gosh, it set in. I've got like 4 weeks left. Oh, okay. The incubation period for rabies is 1 month to 1 year. We're 2 years in. Ladies and gentlemen, I can with confidence tell you, rabies is not how I'm going down. The treatment worked. It did take me a while to get back out there on my evening walks, but I'm out there walking. Took a little longer to not do this every time I went out for my walk. I've even gotten back to my favorite loop, which will now forever be known by me, my friends, and family as Bat Hill. Thank you.